It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. When you're ready to gear up for your next fishing trip, Mountain Hardware and Sports has you covered. With four convenient locations and a team of local experts, they'll help you find the right tackle and tips for fly fishing, trolling, or spin casting across the region's lakes and rivers. Can't make it in? No worries. Shop online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Truckee River's in excellent shape and fishing well this weekend. Flows are holding steady. 217 CFS out of Tahoe City and 912 near Farad, and could increase as more water is released from Lake Tahoe. Water clarity is great in the mornings with temperatures in the upper 50s, keeping trout active all day. Anglers are seeing success using a variety of tactics. Indicator and tight line nymphing in riffles and tailouts, dry fly fishing during morning and evening hatches, and streamer fishing near deep pools and undercut banks during low light. PMDs, yellow sallies, and green drakes are the main hatches, especially in the evening hours. Rainbows and browns are feeding actively, particularly near Glenshire and Hirschdale, with reports of fish in the 14 to 20 inch range and some pushing 24 inches. Whether you're fishing dries, nymphs, or streamers, it's a great weekend to fish the Truckee River. In fact, some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee are green drake emergers size 12, split case pale morning duns size 16, pale morning dun nymphs in pink, pheasant tail size 14 to 18, caddis pupa and adult caddis in brown and white colors, elk hair caddis, EC caddis, and your favorite streamers. The Little Truckee River continues to fish well with steady flows around 445 CFS. Conditions are excellent for anglers who know the water. The river is running cold and clear, ideal for sight fishing and active trout behavior. Wading can be challenging in places, especially near willows and deep channels, so take your time and tread carefully. Pale morning duns are the primary hatch, joined by green drakes, blue-winged olives, and midges. Tightline nymphing remains the go-to method in faster seams using subtle flies like zebra midges and juju betas. For dry fly anglers, mid-morning to early afternoon hatches offer good chances, especially with longer leaders and light tippet in slower water. Evening brings action on soft hackles and streamers fished deep. Trout in the 14 to 18 inch range are common, with some browns over 20 inches reported, especially if you bring stealth and precision to your approach. Whether you're in the water or working from the bank, the Little Truckee is a great bet for quality fishing right now. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are green drake size 10 to 12, pale morning duns size 14 to 16, film critic size 16, juju beta size 18 to 20, Burke's pale morning duns size 16, Quigley's blue winged olive size 18, zebra midges size 20, or small streamers. After a day of good fishing, you're ready to fire up the grill or lounge in style. Well, Mountain Hardware and Sports has what you need. From top-of-the-line grills to comfy patio furniture, their team of employee owners is here to help you turn your backyard into the ultimate and delicious hangout. You'll be ready to enjoy your space all summer long. Prefer to shop from home? Browse their selection of grills and patio furniture anytime online at mountainhardwareandsports.com or at acehardware.com. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake is in excellent shape with surface temperatures in the low 60s and the lake at 100% capacity. Kokanee are active early, schooling between 25 to 35 feet. Kokanee at Donner Lake are averaging around 12 to 13 inches in size. Troll with pink or chartreuse hoochies behind dodgers for best success. Mackinaw are hanging deeper. Drop white tube jigs or silver dodgers into the 90 to 120 foot range. Shore anglers are also finding success near boat ramps and docks using power bait and inflated worms for rainbows. Mornings and evenings continue to offer the best action to beat the boat traffic. The bite slows after 10 in the morning, so get there early. Boca Reservoir continues to produce for both trollers and shore anglers. Kokanee are being caught between 40 to 50 feet on the west shore near the dam. Orange dick knights, pink wedding rings, and small dodgers are doing the trick. Boca was recently stocked with rainbows at the boat ramp on June 22nd. Surface temperatures are in the upper 50s, so trout are moving deeper midday. Shore anglers should fish the inlet or campground areas with power bait, worms, or small spoons like Castmasters. Morning hours remain key as boat traffic increases throughout the day. Boca Reservoir is at 90% capacity. Stampede Reservoir is still the area's top kokanee destination. Schools of kokanee are feeding aggressively between 15 to 30 feet, especially around the Little Truckee Arm and Island. Pink coochies, purple squids, and orange dodgers have been hot. Adjust your depth as the sun rises. The fish move deeper after 9 in the morning. Trout are active near coves and inlets during low light, and bass can be found in 10 feet of water near similar areas as trout. With surface temperatures in the upper 50s and a lake at 100% capacity, both shore and boat anglers are finding success, especially in the early morning at Stampede Reservoir. Prosser Creek Reservoir continues to get better post-spawn. The lake is delivering steady action for both trout and bass right now. Shore anglers near the dam and Alder Creek Cove are doing well on power bait, worms, and salmon eggs, especially during the first and last hours of light. Fly anglers are picking up fish on zebra midges and small nymphs under indicators. Water temperatures in the mid-50s are keeping fish active, and bass are beginning to push into the shallows. Shore access is somewhat limited due to high water, but productive if you're mobile. Prosser Creek Reservoir's current water level is around 96% capacity. And finally, Jackson Meadows Reservoir is a great choice for consistent shore action. The lake was recently stocked at the Pass Creek boat ramp, and anglers are doing well with salmon eggs, worms, and small spinners along lake points. Water temperatures are nearing 60 degrees. Please release all brown trout. They're no longer stocked at Jackson Meadows. Due to invasive species prevention measures, boats are currently not allowed and ramps remain closed. For now, it's a shore-only fishery, but still producing solid results. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairsden for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Place that line right on that hook.
Boy, you've been